This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Monster Hurricane Ian's downgraded to a tropical storm now, but it could ramp back up again, says the National Hurricane Center's Robbie Berg.
One of the hazards is rainfall, and it doesn't matter what the intensity of the storm is. We're still expecting quite a bit of rainfall, especially across portions of Florida, Georgia, and low country of South Carolina, where we could see 4 to 8 inches and maybe even upwards of 12 inches in some isolated areas.
The storm knocked out power to 2.5 million people in Florida when it slammed ashore yesterday as a Category 4 hurricane. It trapped some residents in their flooded homes. Tom Hover ran from his house in Fort Myers.
I can't do anything about it, so I might as well be out of harm's way and not uncomfortable in the dark.
The governors of South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, and Virginia all preemptively declared states of emergency. President Putin will be at the ceremony tomorrow as Moscow formally folds parts of Ukraine into Russia after what the West is calling a sham vote in those areas of Ukraine. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Results of the vote in four regions in south and eastern Ukraine were announced by administrations put into place by Russia. They claimed 93% of ballots cast supported annexation in the Zaporizhia region, as did 87% in the Kherson region, 98% in the Luhansk region, and 99% in Donetsk. Many are questioning the suspiciously high margins in favor of annexation, with Ukraine and the West denouncing the vote as illegal and rigged.
Three Russian cosmonauts returned safely this morning from a mission to the International Space Station. They'd been there for 6 months. The body of an American skier, Hillary Nelson, who fell from a mountain in Nepal, has been taken to a hospital in Kathmandu, where doctors are doing an autopsy. This is AP News. The White House has been trying to answer questions about President Biden's flub at a conference yesterday.
As the president called out lawmakers who worked on addressing childhood hunger.
Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
Referring to Indiana's Jackie Walorski, who died in a car crash last month. Biden spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre faced repeated questions about the flub and said the president had Walorski on his mind.
He had already planned to welcome the congresswoman's family to the White House on Friday. There will be a bill signing in her honor.
And gave the same answer repeatedly.
She was on top of mind, and she was at top of mind. Again, I don't think it's all that unusual to have someone top of mind.
As the questions continued, Jean-Pierre did not acknowledge that the president misspoke. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.